Energy shortages in extreme cold. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. The coal industry and conservative politicians say that new carbon rules for coal-burning power plants will kill the industry. And they warn that without coal, extreme weather events, like last year's polar vortex, could leave people in the cold and dark. So how well does this polar vortex argument hold up? Julie Grant reports.
It's a cold day. The first this season, Fred White is turning on the heat. He could fire up the gas, but today he's using his wood furnace. He pours in a bag of wood pellets.
This will last 3 or 4 days.
White installed a wood furnace 5 years ago because he says gas prices were getting too high.
If gas price goes way up, sorry, East Ohio Gas, I'm buying pellets. If the price of gas goes down, sorry, pellet dudes, I'm buying gas.
Now we can work the energy market. When temperatures dip, in some places last year they were 30 degrees below average. Homes, businesses, and industry all need more power.
Well, on the worst day last January, the grid was very tight on power supplies.
Ray Dotter, a spokesman for PJM Interconnection. It runs the electric grid for 13 states, including Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and West Virginia. He says there was record demand for power last January.
We had a record amount of generation of power plants that were supposed to be available but were not available to operate.
PJM and other electric grid operators around the country worried about rolling blackouts. So why in the days of most need were power plants unable to run? Jay App directs Carnegie Mellon University's Electricity Industry Center. He says about half the natural gas power outages were caused by plants malfunctioning in the extreme cold.
Coal plants, the same thing. We had coal piles that were frozen shut, conveyor belts to take the coal that wouldn't move, and parts in the plants that didn't work at all.
Some in the energy industry say the electric grid needed every coal plant in the fleet. But by next year, many will be shut down. Doug Colafella is spokesperson for Ohio-based First Energy, which owns power plants and utility companies in several states. Most of their energy comes from coal. Colafella says First Energy has 3 coal plants along Lake Erie scheduled for closure next year because of environmental regulations.
We have to ensure that we do not set up rules that favor one source of generation over the other and that we lose these critical facilities.
But others in the industry say coal plants are not closing because of environmental regulations. Lee Davis is East Region Vice President for the power producer NRG. He says coal is being shut down because it can't compete financially.
The biggest driver that has driven pressure on coal plants and nuclear plants for that matter is the price of natural gas.
But natural gas usage also contributed to the energy problems during the polar vortex. Energy experts say part of the problem was infrastructure, a lack of pipelines. Many gas plants couldn't get the gas they needed to run, so they sat idle. Ray Dotter at the PJM Electric Grid says they're working on these issues. But in the long run, producing coal, natural gas, and other fuels could help make the grid more stable.
If you look at the mix, then that's more diverse, so there's less reliance on any one type of fuel and more of a diversity among all of them.
It's kind of a large-scale version of what Fred White set up at his house in Ohio. Most days he can choose to heat with gas or wood pellets, depending on what's cheaper. But if one of them isn't available, he still has a way to keep warm. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.